Yeah, I didn't have one drop of liquor because I was too, I was just like, I only drink when I'm happy.
What the hell is this?
Oh, my God. He was the symptom.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh. America is the disease. Here we go.
You know, 100 things that have been allowed to transpire.
Yeah.
From disenfranchisement to disenfranchisement.
I think, yep. I think I heard something on Roland Martin, something like 12% of black men voted for Trump and maybe 9% of black women. Crazy. So there are people who could not bring themselves to vote for Clinton because they didn't trust her or it, Clinton is. And also, I think Bill did a bill, several bills again. You know, when he spoke out against Obamacare, it became a weapon for Trump. And I also, I've said this before, I think that in his heart of hearts, in his maleness, he did not want his wife to win. I don't think it's conscious, I think it's subconscious, but I think it's there. And I think it's kind of male ego. You know, he sabotaged her in North Carolina when she was running against Obama. When he came out and said the stuff about Obamacare, his mass incarceration in front of the Black Lives Matter folks. Like, I did this for y'all. Like, you know, little things.
Yeah, it wasn't such a little spit in the face to tell people that their children deserve to be in prison.
But yeah, yeah.
And then,
and you know, they didn't deliver.
Yeah.
Her message.
They didn't deliver for any working class person.
Listen, NAFTA to pull Ohio and Pennsylvania out of her pocket. And there's truth there. Come on.
And there's truth that white supremacy is what you've said, mother's milk in America.
That's right.
And they are holding on. And they falsely point to people who look different than them as the one who's taken the stuff out of their pockets.
Taking their job.
And it's not, it's like the people, it's the 1% that's taking the money out of their pockets, not the people standing next to them.
Right. And he's a part of that. You hear me?
He's the worst part of it. He's the biggest con man that we've seen.
Yep.
But this was...
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. It ain't boring.
Yeah, well, it's good for journalists, but that's too. Pardon me.
Yep.
But you can't say that on the radio.
They gave it to him. Mm. Listen, if they had played this thing straight instead of saying, all right, look at our ratings, you know what I mean? It'd be a different country. But, you know, like corporate greed was like, look at our... bank books. We're killing them, you know. And there you go.
All right,
you take care.
Yeah, thanks for being there.
All right.
And you, I trust.
I like that.
Correctional institution.
All right.